So if you read the description for this week's photo, if you read the paragraph underneath the picture, I kind of get a little too big for my britches, and I apologize for that. Basically, the point I'm trying to make is it's good to branch out and try new things, but sometimes it's good to stick with what you know. And I'm not saying I'm a wildlife photographer here. What I do know is at work, I work at Oklahoma State University, and we have this pond. We call it Theta Pond. And sometimes it's fun to just go down there and try and take pictures of the ducks. And it's almost, I don't want to say too easy because that cheapens it, but you can go down there anytime and just take pictures of ducks. And so it's not really that special. It's just photos of these ducks that are friendly to humans, and they just wander around there. And if you feed them some bread or some duck food that you get at the store, then they come right up to you. And so it's almost cheating to get a picture like this because they required almost no effort. And yet it's kind of fun to get a picture like this. Sure, it's not it's just like a block away from where I work and or from my actual building, and it doesn't – I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying too hard to justify this. I like taking pictures like this. I don't often share them on Weekly 50 because it seems like cheating because you can go down there anytime and just get a picture of ducks. But you know what? It's fun. It's cool. It's relaxing. It's neat to try and maybe capture them in a different angle or a different light and see if they're doing different things than they did last time. And so it's – I guess the point I'm making here is if you're looking for something to take pictures of and you're kind of stuck, don't sit and think – well, I've already taken pictures of my kids, or I've already taken a bunch of pictures of my car, or the animals, or whatever it is, sunsets, sunrises. Who cares? If you like doing it, do it. And you're using your camera, and so that's all that matters. And you might have a bunch of pictures of kind of the same thing, but you know what? It's a learning process. And yeah, it's good to branch out and try new things also, but it's good to have sort of a familiar fallback where, if nothing else, you like doing it, and you can see your progress over time. So this, I shot this with my D750 and 50mm lens. And it's hard to do that, to get a picture like this, because the ducks often get a little spooked and they kind of run away. Well, here my coworker brought some duck feed that she got at the farm store, and these ducks were getting closer than they normally do. And so it gave me a chance to kind of play around with things a little bit. I intentionally shot a little wide. I shot this, I think, at f2.4. And so the depth of field here is really shallow. I almost perfectly nailed the focus on the eye. If you get like right into 100%, you'll notice it's not quite focused, but man, it's really close. And I like that. And I like how it's composed. So I intentionally wanted the duck looking like that. And I couldn't tell the duck, hey, turn your head. I was just repeatedly taking pictures until I got this one. I put myself in such a way so that the duck was on the right hand side and that tree was on the other side. And so, is this a boring picture? Sure. There's not a lot going on here. Is it an easy picture to get? I guess you could say that. But if I look back to previous pictures of ducks that I've taken at the same pond, I can kind of see this progression of how I've gotten better over time, and I like that. It's kind of cool to do that. So, for what it's worth, I guess just take this as an example of how do what you know and find a niche and do it and branch out and try new things. Sure. But yeah, it's fun to just have something that you know and you like, and it's cool to go back to.